Dem Representative Hillary Scholten shreds Hassan Piker for targeting Jewish lawmaker. By Marianne Angela on August 24, 2026. Representative Hillary Scholten, DME, said Monday that far-left streamer Hassan Piker's comments about American Jews who support Israel are unacceptable. After Piker displayed a photo of Michigan State Senator Jeremy Moss during a live stream, Scholten, vice chair of the Democratic Women's Caucus, issued the statement 4 days after the August 20th broadcast. Moss is a Jewish Democrat, and he won his August primary for a vacant House seat covering Michigan's 11th district. The Grand Rapids Democrat called the streamer a hack. Hassan Piker's calls for violence against American Jews, and directly naming a Michigan elected official, and future congressional colleague, Jeremy Moss, are unacceptable. Full stop, Scholten wrote. Piker is a hack who thrives on hate, shock and awe because he lacks substance. It's dangerous for everyone. We should all be calling out this disgusting rhetoric so it loses its sick grip on our politics once and for all. Today, Congresswoman Hillary Scholten issued the following statement after Twitch streamer Hassan Piker said that American Jews who support Israel are inviting violence. In his stream, Piker directly discussed and targeted Michigan State Senator Jeremy Pick.twitter.com/c/sikva310. Congresswoman Hillary Scholten, at Rep. Scholten, August 24, 2026. Piker made the remarks about 2 hours into a broadcast that ran nearly 7 hours, Jewish Insider reported. If Jews in America keep putting this idea out there that they are singularly invested in Israel, eventually someone's going to come around and take action. Not against the state of Israel, mind you, but against American Jews, Piker said. Piker was reacting to a purported audio recording of Moss discussing Israel, The Washington Times reported. Moss denied making the statement and said the audio was fabricated. Piker replied to Scholten's post about 2 hours later, writing that if he was an Israel First congresswoman, he would not spend time actively defaming a prominent anti-Zionist voice over what he called a 90-10 issue. If I was an Israel First congresswoman with a possible cheating scandal with a Republican in the state, I wouldn't spend so much time vying for the spotlight by actively defaming a prominent anti-Zionist voice to harm the Dem Senate majority chances over a 90-10 issue. Hassan Abi, at Hassanthi Hun, August 24, 2026. Scholten answered that afternoon. Not Hassan Piker daydreaming about being me. As if. Keep dreaming, pal, she wrote. There's only one of us hurting the chances of a Democratic majority in November, and it ain't me. Republican Senate nominee Mike Rogers tied the remarks to Democrat Abdul El-Sayed on Sunday. Absolutely disgusting. If Abdul El-Sayed had any courage at all, he would call this out and disavow Hassan Piker once and for all, Rogers said. El-Sayed put out a statement Monday that never named Piker. I believe all Americans deserve the right to advocate for what they believe without fear of violence, El-Sayed said. Democrats for Mike Rogers called it a fake condemnation. El-Sayed closed his primary campaign at a Detroit pool party where Piker was among the guests. Scholten declined at the time to say whether she would back El-Sayed and pointed to the streamer's record. That record includes a 2019 comment that America deserved the September 11th attacks.